So when did you go to Scotland then, Hughie? Did you start work on the council first, or?
No, I went away to Scotland first.
What age were you when you went to
I
Scotland?
suppose I'd be about 17, I don't know by that time.
And where did
I
you
was
go
asked,
for?
I left school anyway, I don't know by that time. I was at school, I was still about 15 or 16 anyway.
And where did you go then, Hughie? Which farm did you
And
go to?
to Fifeshire, that's where he used to always go. A lot of them used to work from the lower side. He had a lot of friends on the lower side, and that's where they used to go. He used to work there too. And in Fifeshire, Cooper of Fife, there's a town mostly. But you're working on a farm there, starting to sing. The first thing you go over there, start singing.
Singing turnips.
Singing turnips, a very awkward job, you see, until you get used to it, to get the knack of it. It's all in the eyes too, watching. You leave one behind every time. So you'd be at that end, then they'd be hoeing the weeds out of potatoes and out of the turnips, then a second hoeing, they call it. Be at that end for a while. The next thing, then there'd be a while, maybe a 2 or 3 weeks at hay, saving the hay and bringing it down. And that'd be about finished then, the harvest would start. Then you get a job with the harvest, scooping the corn. It's all binders that time. It's all throughout in sheaves and rows. And all the hands work on that time would be scooping it, every one in two rows. That was a nice kind of work, cheery, you know, in the harvest. And when that was finished, then the harvest, the potatoes then, lifting the potatoes, digging them. And
you'd be certain
that part of my was on, he used to go into the town and he'd get about 40 gatherers between women and young ones and everything.
A squad, yeah.
You'd have them every year. And it was all horse diggers at that time. And the farm hand would dig the tads and they would do the gathering. But then it wasn't many years after that, then it was all tractors. It changed over very quick. A couple of years, it was all different. There weren't so many horses.
You'd be starting early with the potatoes, Hughie, wouldn't you? You'd be up early in the morning starting to dig the potatoes.
Well, at that time on the farms, well, I see it used to be 7 o'clock start. But the ploughman that was there, every one of them would look after a pair of horses, see. Outside his work altogether. The one he wasn't working with the horses, he still would go to the stable and see two men, brush them up and all that sort of thing and feed them. And then in the summertime, round about June there, the time we go, they'd be out on grass all night. And they used to raise maybe, about 6 o'clock in the morning, go out to the field to get the horses and feed them before they would start to work with them. They would come down home then, have their breakfast and that. And then right at 7 o'clock again, they'd all land up at the farm. And we would be the same. And whatever orders they get done, they've got their own job. That is routine with them all the time.
And would you come home then in springtime, Hughie?
Yeah.
Would you come home then in springtime?
I used to come home. At that time, I used to be always home for Christmas. Well, that farm work would be finished over with that time. The potatoes then, the shorn of the turnips then, it'd be all shod. So much shod for to keep them for the winter for the frost to come. And it'd be always coming on for maybe Christmas. That'd be then. There's no much piecework after that. It was all piecework that you don't have so much on the yards and that sort of thing. But mostly home for Christmas then, most of them all.
And did you stay in and bought these?
I bought them.
Yeah. Were they rough, some of them?
No, you would get good bothies and bad bothies. But as you know, farm there still you got a fairly good bothy, you know.
Good place, yeah.
But if you're only running about getting a couple of weeks here and there, you might take a chance of running anywhere in the summertime, you wouldn't mind running to get the work, you see. You wouldn't be sleeping too long anyway. But a place I was, it was a playman's house. They were all reconditioned and hot water and everything put into them, you see. Before that, they were none of that. But suppose they got a grant for it then. reconditioned all the houses. They were very up to date. They had baths and everything. So I had one of them just at the road as you went three or four further down. Oh, it was a good accommodation. You got coal then to keep the fire going.
Did you then stay on that same farm for years, Hughie?
I was had a long time. I used to, you'd be home there then, and when the singing, for the turners were ready for singing then, the farmer, he would sing you a letter that, when they were ready.
Mm-hmm.
And you'd just go, and you'd be ready to start singing right away. That's the way you just talk. That's the way it was for years. Every year I would just wait and get the letter that they were ready for singing.
Tell me this. When did you start building dikes, Hughie?
Well, I tell you, the only time I started building dikes was if there was a slack, maybe in the summertime. After the hay, and that had to be up before the harvest had started. There were some years the harvest might be a bit late. And you wouldn't have much work then on the farm. You might get a day work, but it wouldn't matter much. So if you got anything like that then, you would take it on, something outside the farm. But for then that vacancy. That's when I started that first. Any time you'd have then, you'd always go away on that job.
It's a great skill, though. Lovely skill. Like, you know.
It was handy work, you know.
Yeah.
Nice, clean work. You were dry and clean all the time. And that was all right.
And did you move from farm to farm then, Hughie, in Scotland? Did you work on different farms?
Oh, I worked on different farms, right. That is earlier on. For years after I went with my father was with me. And there wouldn't be study, that place that I was in now, you wouldn't be study work there. When I went over first, you might get a while, then you were away again. You'd even cross over to Edinburgh and maybe look for harvest over there. But in later years then, I was in a position, you just got the one routine all the time, the one fire, one thing come out of the other.
But see, after the war, Hughie, did you move down to Glasgow to you know, to do building work and all that?
No, I didn't know.
You stayed with the farming?
No. Just carried on.
Yeah.
And there was always plenty of work on the farm. Like, there were a lot of them. Some of them never went in for farm work, just went in public works, you know. But in them days, they weren't very well paid. If you had any work on a farm at all, you'd be better. Because you had the free house and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And it's only when unions and that took over that then public works gained.
I know.
They got better conditions.
And some then were recruited into the army, like, and if you stayed in around Glasgow and Edinburgh and towns and cities.
We used to be after them, right, you know. But
on a farm, they couldn't come near you, like, you were fine on a farm.
Yeah, they didn't seem to bother you on a farm.
No.
They were needing the produce of the farm to get the war going as well.
Yeah.
But any other one would be knocking about towns and that used to be after them. But I don't think they were able to force them into it.
No, they couldn't.
No, they couldn't. No. Whatever. But they'll be at them, you see.
Yeah.